In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Offense Show. We're on Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, and it is Competition Wednesday. So here is what that means for us. Of course, the Commanders have Competition Wednesday where they do drills that add a little bit of competitive flair to their practices. For us, we just pick a couple extra games, and we do it against the spread, so a little bit more challenging. And we don't necessarily go head-to-head in terms of picking the same games, but Anthony and I each get to pick three games. So we're in total control of what we do. And then assuming that one of us finishes with a better record than the other, the loser has to spin a wheel of punishment and perform that punishment either on the show, depending on what it is. Like if Anthony hits this wheel and gets the 10 handstand pushups, then I think he's just going to have to go do 10 handstand pushups against the wall while I laugh at him. If it's 100 pushups and he's got until 6 o'clock to do it. So he's going to have to get a move on. Although we might let him do it tomorrow because he is wearing a very nice shirt. And the pushups do feel like it would be a little hard to. So maybe Anthony, you'll be off the hook for today and we can do the pushups tomorrow. But we also have added a couple of other punishments, on there. One of them is our classic show punishment, which is, loser buys winner lunch. And that's going to have to wait till next week because I'm in Indianapolis right now. Which is why if you're watching us on YouTube and you're like, why is Craig in a headset in what looks like a hotel room? Because I'm wearing a headset in a hotel room. All right, so last week, I think I have these actually over here. Yeah, I do. Anthony, I have my picks from last week. I don't have yours. I had Green Bay +2.5 against Philly. I lost that one. But I had Chicago -4 against Tennessee. Chicago won by a touchdown. Cover New England +8.5 against Cincinnati. They won outright. So I'm 2-1. Anthony Haney, how'd your picks come out?
Oh, you're 2-1?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
I don't think any of mine hit.
You went 0-3?
Baltimore +3. And I would have hit that. You know, had Likely's toe not been out.
Well, it depends on what happens in overtime. If the Chiefs walk off.
Oh, no, the Ravens were going for 2.
John Harbaugh
said this.
Had it either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
Green Bay +2.5. We both got that one wrong. And then for some silly reason, I thought the Colorado Buffaloes were going to win the game against Nebraska. But I'm not going to lie, Craig. I think Nebraska is better than a lot of people think.
I think Deion's a mess, bro.
Well, two things can be true, I guess.
Yeah.
So I went 0-3. I have the wheel over here. I don't think. Oh, there it is. You can see. But the thing is, I need to get closer.
Microphones work when you talk in them.
Yeah, I don't think we can do the wheel today. Two of the spaces are still open because I was, you know, cutting and like pasting.
You didn't finish your arts and crafts project in time.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so we might have to use the alternative method.
Method required minimal extra setup, Anthony, and you didn't tell me that in the break. So now as I roll around trying to find my backpack, which has an extra microphone. Oh, the extra microphone. Actually, I could do this. Hold on. Keep talking. Keep describing. For the radio audience that can't see what is the saddest prize wheel that has ever been put together.
First of all, oh, my gosh, for you to disrespect my wheel. So yeah.
I didn't disrespect your effort. I am disrespecting your skill.
Yeah, I think I might have to go back to the drawing board when it comes to this. Just because the paper I put in there is a little flimsy and the little spinner is like getting caught on the paper. So yeah, I think I'm going to have to modify how I really want to do the will. So next Wednesday, I guess we'll officially debut the will of punishments. And it'll be exciting. It shall be exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many different punishments do we have?
So we have six.
We have six.
Yes. We have six. We have six, and they are posted on the will twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a pen. Okay. What, the two that we've added. So we have lunch. We have the 100 push-ups. We have a fantasy sub. We have the ice bath. We have 10 handstand push-ups.
We have the extra hot wings.
Did we skip the handstand push-ups?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we decided that we just wanted one physical fitness test.
Yeah.
So we have hot wings.
And then we have a costume show.
And we have a costume. Okay. Now, because I am in a hotel room in Indianapolis, I do have company, as in my wife is here with me.
Yes.
So, Rachel, may I borrow you for a second? You don't have to be on camera. I just need your voice in this microphone. It's very, you can say no. But it's literally all I need you to do is a double-digit number. So 10 to 70. I just need one number.
13.
Okay. Anthony, you luck out. You're going to buy me lunch. That's all I need. Thank you.
Okay. That's easy.
Yeah. What I did was I had them labeled 1 through 6.
Uh-huh.
And whatever the first digit that she said was, if she had said 20-something, you would have had to do the push-ups. 30-something fantasy sub. So I didn't want to like make it 1 through 6, and then she could have looked at my list. She didn't know the methodology.
Mm.
So lucky number 13 for you, you just have to buy lunch.
Okay, that's smooth. I can do that.
All right, so do you want to plan that? Well, Monday we have the I don't know if you saw, the Wizards are doing their media thing on Monday.
Yeah.
Including the are you going to play in the pickup game? I'm not going to because I am gonna. My legs are gonna be toast from a weekend long run.
Yes, I want to play. I want to go out there. Yeah.
Have you told the people?
No, I have not.
Okay, you need to tell Ketsia and them.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is, we could either do Monday after the show, or we could aim for Tuesday, or perhaps next Wednesday. You could have to pay it off. That would also work.
Yeah, let's do next.
So, let's do next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Competition Wednesday. We should have a meeting with the boss, I think. Or do we have that this week? No, we don't, because today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Duh. So before the meeting next week, you owe me lunch. Okay. So that was easy, kind of. We'll also have our wheel. We'll make sure that the arts and crafts project is done. I'm glad that I had my sheet of paper and the extra microphone within an arm's reach. Very scientific method there. Now there's one thing left to do, Anthony.
Pick
and
games.
That is pick three more games. Who you got? Or would you like me to go first?
We can alternate.
We can alternate. Okay, that's fair.
All right. So I'm back supporting the flock, the Ravens. They play the Raiders this weekend, and the spread is 9.5, -9.5. I'm rolling with the Ravens again. I think they get it done. I think they beat the Raiders by more than 10 points. If the Chargers were able to do it, I'm thinking the Ravens are more than capable of getting the job done. I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens, -9.5, baby.
So, I think we have our first head-to-head here because I'm going Vegas plus the 9. You got it at 9.5. I would rather that number, obviously.
Yep. What is the number you're looking at?
I got -9 from ESPN, but are you going on MGM?
I'm on CBS.
CBS? Okay. It's better for me. I'll take Vegas plus 9.5.
Where are the ESPN spreads?
In their when they list all the games.
Oh, because I was looking at Syracuse's point spread. I couldn't find theirs.
But
that's why.
I'm going to take the better number. All right, so I've got Vegas plus 9.5. That was going to be my my first pick.
Okay.
My second pick, I think I'm going to ride the Bears again.
Mm.
The Bears are on the road on Sunday Night Football against the Texans. And I just think defensively they are good enough to make this a game. I don't think I'm going to wind up picking them outright. And does Caleb Williams against a very good Houston defense scare me a little bit? Yes, but like Anthony Richardson played them very well last week, and he's basically a rookie, and I would say is not as advanced as a passer as Caleb. And while Chicago's defense did get the benefit of playing Will Levis, and now they have to deal with C.J. Stroud, I'm getting 6 points. I'm going to take it. I'm going to go Chicago plus 6 against Houston.
Okay. Chicago plus 6 against Houston. I like the way you think, Greg. But guess what? I have a sleeper of a pick. Well, not a sleeper, I guess.
A sleeper.
I'm going to be riding with my Indianapolis Colts. They suit up against Malik Willis and the Packers. And the point spread on that game, 3.5. Give me the Colts minus a 3.5.
I definitely don't hate that pick, and there is some temptation to follow you down that road. But in the interest of being interesting, I will leave that game alone.
Okay.
And instead, am I going to bet on the Patriots again? Am I a sick person? What is wrong with me? Here would be my reasoning why. Also, first of all, what line do you have for the Seahawks-Patriots game? Because you seem to be off a half a point. You have 3?
3.5.
Seattle. Okay, I've got 3.5 as well. The Seahawks are good, but it's a 1 o'clock game at New England. And it just feels like the kind of game, screw it, let's do it. I'm taking all dogs this week. This is the kind of uncomfy that doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've learned anything from Sheehan over the years when it comes to this stuff, that's how you're supposed to feel. I will say the stinkiest fish of the week, the one that makes absolutely no sense, is the Cardinals are favored by 1 against the Rams at home.
Yeah.
It feels like just take the Rams, but that line stinks the high heavens, so I'm staying away from it. But I'm going to go Vegas plus 9.5, Chicago plus 6, New England plus 3.5 at home. Those are my three Competition Wednesday official submissions.
Say no more, Craig. My last one, I'm taking this team right here. The Pittsburgh. Huh?
Didn't you already say 3?
No, I said 2.
You went first. How did I get?
I think you. So after I went coach, you went again. It was supposed to be me again. Yeah.
But
I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers over the Broncos minus 3. I'm taking all the favorites this week. You're taking all the dogs. I'm taking all the favorites. I think Bo Nix is about to be running for his life. After I saw what TJ Watt did last weekend, I like that number, minus 3.
I hear you. I don't think it's a terrible idea. I definitely don't. There's a couple picks that I like of yours, Anthony. So maybe this is a week. Maybe, who knows? Maybe by next Wednesday, I'm spinning a wheel to eat, and I wind up having to eat some hot wings or something.
I'm not going to lie. The 9.5 is starting to scare me, Craig.
Too late now. That's Competition Wednesday here on the Hoffman Show. Coming up at 6 o'clock, it is our pick 6 at 6. Ton of news out of Ashburn today. We get you caught up in just 15 minutes.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.